Hello again. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. We'll talk with an expert who says the state needs to get on board with legal sports betting. COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the Show Me State. And she's an award-winning athlete, a ballroom dancer, a TV anchor and reporter in St. Louis. And now she's Miss Missouri USA. Michaela McGee tells Joey Parker a little more about why she was chosen to represent our state.
Tell me about yourself. That was actually the first question I was asked in the interview room. Wow. In Miss Missouri USA. But my name is Michaela McGee. I actually am the only person in my family without a middle name. So I'd like to think that's a little fun fact about me. Huh. I was born in Alton, Illinois, but grew up in St. Louis, Missouri my entire life. Went all up and down the Pattonville School District in high school. I was a three-sport varsity athlete, and I played soccer, softball, and basketball at the varsity level for all 4 years and was a starter for all three sports. I would like to say that I had a very good time as a student athlete in high school, was able to garner a lot of awards and acknowledgments in that area, including All-State and All-Metro first team for basketball and soccer.
That's amazing.
Then I went on to college and continued my career as a student athlete, playing basketball at the Division I level for 5 years. I was able to get my undergrad, my bachelor's in communications with an emphasis in public relations, and my master's degree in criminal justice with an emphasis in law and administration. And once I was done with college, I came on back to St. Louis and was trying to figure out exactly what I was going to be doing with my life. And so I just started doing anything because I didn't know what I was supposed to be doing. I started substitute teaching. I was coaching, just a bunch of little jobs, you know, to make some money and get by. And I actually ended up running into the owner and general manager of the St. Louis Surge, which is the professional women's basketball team here in St. Louis. I came into their organization as a social media and communications intern, and then eventually ended up having a dual role as an intern and a player on the team. I played professionally for them for 3 years and then transitioned into a color commentator after I was already stepping into my broadcasting career as a sports anchor and news reporter at Fox 2 News here in St. Louis.
Fantastic. That is great.
A lot more we could add to that, but I'll try to keep it at that.
that's just to get to know you, you know, for people who do not know you. And you seem like a lovely person. When did you get into pageants?
This was actually my first pageant. I have never
competed
in a pageant. Yes.
And you nailed it and won.
Oh, well, thankfully, yeah, by the grace of God.
Now, you also are a ballroom dancer, am I right?
Oh, gosh, yes. Once upon a time, I was.
Tell me about that. How did you get into it?
Yeah, that's an interesting story as well. So as you kind of just heard with my whole background story, I have been an athlete literally since I probably came out the womb, but really got into team sports and whatnot about 5 years old. My parents were so, you know, just threw us into everything, me and my sisters, and just allowed us to kind of figure it out what we were interested in and whatnot. And I ended up thriving in sports. But I have always had a secret passion and actually kind of an obsession with musicals and dancing, theater, I would say just dramatics, as my family would love to say. I'm a drama queen, whatever. But in high school, my sophomore year, the show MTV made, which a lot of people may not even remember it, but it was a show where they went and found high school age students and they would transform them into whatever they wanted to become. It's called MTV Made. And they actually came to the St. Louis area and were holding auditions at local schools in our area. And Pattonville High School, the school I went to, happened to be one of the schools that they were hosting auditions at. And originally, I had no intentions of going to audition to be on the show. Mm-hmm. I was telling all of my friends what they should go in there and do and say to try to get on it, because we were in the middle of basketball season at this point, or towards the end of it. And I was like, you know, I need to stay focused, so I'm not even going to do it. But it was the last day they were going to be there. I was in basketball practice, and I just looked at my coach, and I was like, would you be okay if I went and auditioned for this? He was like, I don't care. You know, you're like, go do whatever you want to do.
Right.
So I'm running in and out of basketball practice waiting for my turn. I ended up being the last interview on the last day that the casting crew was there, and I ended up getting a call back about 2 weeks later, and I got to be on the show. And they made me from what they said was a tomboy into a ballroom dancer.
Ah, very nice. And do you have a favorite dance?
A favorite dance? Well, I got to practice and learn a lot of the cha-cha. So I think that mm-hmm. is probably the one that I'm most familiar with. So I'll say that's my favorite.
Michaela McGee, Miss Missouri, USA, joining us on Show Me Today. And Michaela, tell me about the No Limits.
Oh, yes. Well, that was actually my onstage question during Miss Missouri, USA. I was asked, what is a piece of wisdom or advice that you live by? Mm-hmm. And just as I am getting older, the one phrase that always comes to my mind is to live life with no limits. And I say that because a lot of times as we're growing up in society, we get trapped into what other people's expectations and ideas are for us mm-hmm. and what they want to see us accomplish, what they want to see us do. And then sometimes our fears limit us into what we actually go after and the goals that we set and the dreams that we want to chase. And I never want to live my life under limitations, or me telling myself or someone else telling me that I can't do something mm-hmm. because I firmly believe that all things are possible, and all things are possible through Jesus Christ. And when you have a goal and you put your mind to it and you really dedicate yourself to it and believe that you can accomplish it, I truly believe that you can make it come to fruition. So the whole no limits concept for me is just to not hold myself back from going after what it is that I want, and to not hold myself back in fear from going after what some people may think is a crazy dream or something that I may never be able to accomplish, because who are they to tell me what I can and can't do? So I'm always going to live my life with no limits, and I really do encourage other people, and especially other young women, to start really developing that mindset of not placing limits on ourselves.
Well, you know, I didn't know those terms really, but I started when I was a kid in radio, and then I owned a number of businesses, and I look back on it and people ask me what drove me, and I often say ignorance, because mm-hmm. I didn't know yet that I can't. You know, what life yeah. teaches you later on, that you have no business doing that. You're going to fail. I didn't have that. That filter wasn't there for me. And
yeah. And that's a beautiful thing that you didn't. But unfortunately, a lot of people develop that early on. And I think we're seeing it younger and younger, especially as, you know, years go by mm-hmm. that our youth are really getting trapped into this mentality that they don't truly believe that they can accomplish what they want to go after and do. So it's beautiful that you didn't have that filter, and you can clearly see that's why you're having the success that you're having today. And I want that for everyone.
I do too. I love it. I often, you know, I worry sometimes that there's not enough room at the table for everybody, you know, that we get lucky. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you came out of the gate. I hosted Miss Dothan in Alabama for 6 years in a row. And mm-hmm. and sometimes that pageant winner would go on to Miss Alabama, but you just went straight to the top.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, there's different states have different regulations. So in the bigger pageant states, Texas, Alabama, you have to win a local pageant before you go to your state pageant. That's not necessarily the case here in Missouri. You can just go initially and compete in Miss Missouri USA, which is what I did. But again, I was walking in with no experience. I'm one of the oldest contestants, not just in my state pageant, but I'll be one of the oldest contestants at Miss USA as well. And again, I just, when I committed to it, I knew I had to come in with no fear and just be confident in my why. And when I say my why, the reasons as to why I was pursuing pageantry. And I knew in my heart of hearts, I just felt it. I had a feeling that this is what I was supposed to be doing. And I felt like God was calling me to it. So I had to just go full force.
And no limits.
And no limits, baby.
Show me the day.